It's Thursday of the second week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. The Roman station today is Santa Maria in Trastevere. Either this church or St. Mary Major is the oldest church in Rome dedicated to the Mother of God, and there is a legend connected to its founding. As legend has it, in 38 BC, a spring of oil came out of the ground here, and that was taken to be an announcement of the coming of the Savior. The church is connected to Pope St. Callistus I, killed here by being thrown into a well. He may have been the owner of the house which developed into this church, and the house church was replaced with a basilica by Julius I, who died in 352. That's why Santa Maria in Trastevere is called either the Titulus Callistii or the Basilica Iulii. Now that basilica was damaged in the devastation of Rome in 410 by Alaric the Visigoth, and then it was replaced in the 12th century. There were other additions over time. Among the things you would like to see in this basilica are the fantastic Cosmatesque floors and the mosaics. By the way, the gospel reading for today's Mass in the extraordinary form is the Lord's parable about Dives and Lazarus, the poor man begging at the rich man's doorstep. This was the gospel reading since at least the time of St. Gregory the Great, who died in 604. This gospel reading is one of the texts in which our Lord reveals the truth that hell does exist and that there are consequences after death. From Meditations Before Mass by Romano Guardini, written in 1939. Silence and speech are interdependent. Together they form a nameless unit that supports our spiritual life. There is, however, another element essential here: hearing. Let us imagine for a moment a dialogue Mass. Epistle and Gospel, indeed a substantial part of the Mass, is read aloud in English. What do those believers who love the liturgy and wish to participate in it as fully as possible do? They take their missals in hand and read along with the reader. They mean well. They are eager not to miss a word. And yet how odd the whole situation is. There stands the reader. Solemnly he reads the sacred words, and the believers he is addressing read with him. Can this be a genuine form of the spiritual act? Obviously not. Something has been destroyed. Solemn reading requires listening, not simultaneous reading. Otherwise, why read aloud at all? Our bookish upbringing is to blame for this unnaturalness. Most deplorably, it encourages people to read when they should listen. As a result, the fairy tale has died and poetry has lost its power, for its resonant, wise, fervent, and festive language is meant to be heard, not read. In Holy Mass, moreover, it is a question not only of beautiful and solemn words, but of the divine word. This question is vital. In silent reading, that frail and powerful reality called word is incomplete. It remains unfinished, entangled in print, corporal. Vital parts are still lacking. The hurrying eye brings fleeting images to the imagination, the intelligence gains but a hazy comprehension, and the result is of small worth. What has been lost belongs to the essence of the liturgical event. No longer does the sacred word unfold in its full spiritual corporal reality and soar through space to the listener to be heard and received into his life. Would it be a loss if men ceased to convey their most fervent thoughts in living speech and instead communicated with each other only in writing? Definitely. All the bodily vitality of the ringing word would vanish. In the realm of faith, also, the loss would be shattering. After all, Christ himself spoke of hearing. He never said, "He who has eyes to read, let him read." This is no attempt to devalue the written word, which in its place is good and necessary, but it must not crowd out what is better, more necessary and beautiful, hearing, from which, as St. Paul tells us, springs faith. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, God willing, with another Lentcast. In the meantime, please pray for me as I will for you.